AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is putting the brakes on a ceasefire and hostage release deal. He says there is a last-minute crisis with Hamas. This is government spokesman David Mentzer.
This deal cannot be brought to Israel's cabinet to vote on until it is finalized.
Netanyahu is accusing Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement. Fire crews are hoping to gain more control of the Los Angeles area wildfires today. Winds are expected to ease. At least 25 people have died. AP photographer Carolyn Castor reports on an image that stands out in Altadena.
There were no people anywhere. Just destruction and charred trees. The yellow caution tape was tied around a tree that was cordoning off townhomes that had been destroyed. I'm going to keep photographing the trees because they're part of us, part of this natural place.
The price of groceries was a big issue in the presidential election, but there are doubts President-elect Donald Trump can lower prices. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
That's according to a new survey by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Only about 2 in 10 polled said they're highly confident Trump will be able to lower the cost of groceries, housing, or health care this year, with low expectations even among Republicans. 3 in 10 Americans are highly confident Trump can improve the job market and the economy. For his second term, 8 in 10 Republicans say Trump will be great or good as president, while the same proportion of Democrats expect him to be poor or terrible. Respondents are especially skeptical of Trump's ability to bring down the cost of health care. Jennifer King, Washington.
An 18-year-old student fatally stabbed 2 people at a high school in northern Slovakia. The suspect is in custody. Police say an 84-year-old man, armed with only a pair of trousers, beat back a mugger half his age who tried to rob him at a laundry in northern England. This is AP News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is in Ukraine's capital.
With a pledge to help guarantee the country's security for a century. That's days before Donald Trump is to be sworn in as US president. The British government says Starmer and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will sign a 100-year partnership treaty in Kyiv, covering areas including defense, science, energy, and trade. In an interview during his visit, he said,
"This is a real statement of our intent for the long term in relation to our commitment to Ukraine."
Starmer's unannounced visit is his first trip to Ukraine since he took office in July. He visited the country in 2023 when he was opposition leader and has twice held talks with Zelensky in London since becoming prime minister. I'm Karen Chamas.
A court blocked a petition to release South Korea's impeached president detained over his declaration of martial law. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.